glad you're with us on this Friday edition of Take Five at the Journey. You know, I remember a great man of God said this a long time ago. People don't have a problem with God. They have a problem with people. And I would say that's true with all of us. You know, the Bible really teaches us that how much that we love God is equal to how much that we love people. If we really want to see how much that we really love God, then look how much that we love people. If we really love people, that's equal to how much that we love God. That doesn't seem like there should be an equal sign in between, but it's the truth. It's where we're at. You know, stuff that people actually does or against us or happens in life, you know, it's very difficult to release that as human beings. We like to hold on to that. I'm reminded, as it gives a definition of love, and I like this, how the Amplified, listen to this D part of the scripture. Love takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, many times we hold on to things that are wrong within our heart. And you know what it does? It poisons us. But the Bible is very clear. We're not to keep account on how many times somebody has done something to us. That's very difficult. It's something I'm still working on in life right now. But I know that as I mirror the Bible and mirror scriptures, that's what I want my life to do. I must read the Word of God and then reflect that Word in my life. We need to turn people loose. We don't need to hold an account of things done wrong. One of the great things about getting old is you don't remember some of the things that was done when you were earlier in your life. The bad thing when you're young, you don't have a long account list there, so you can't forget about stuff. You know, we just need to let people go free. We need to just turn them loose. We just don't need to hold them in bondage and keep the count going of what they've done wrong in our life. I tell you what, if you want to get free, let the truth come to you. The truth will set you free, as it says in John 8:32. I love you, and I want you to say to yourself this day, God is a good God, and the devil's a bad devil.